Aircheckdownloads.com. The Andrew Peach Show.
BBC Radio Berkshire, good morning. It's the Andrew Peach Show. We're live till 10. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Good to have you with us. What do we have on the show this morning? All sorts coming up for you today. Interested in this whole idea of the people who carried the Olympic torch 10 years ago. This was just served up to me via Facebook, showing me a photo of me with the Olympic torch. Now, I wasn't an official carrier. I did get to hold it just outside the Leander Rowing Club in Henley-on-Thames 10 years ago this week. So if you were involved in carrying the Olympic torch, then please call us on 0808 100 5100. Much more about that on the way between now and 10 this morning. Latest on the politics, latest on the heat wave coming for you, and another new BBC Radio Berkshire presenter. BBC Radio Berkshire, Van Morrison to start. Let's look at the front pages. They've all really got one story on the front pages. It's probably something you saw just before you went to bed last night. Still surprising, though. I'm not Mo Farah, says the front of the Sun. Olympic hero is really Hussein Abdi Kahim. So Mo Farah has revealed he's been hiding the truth about his life for decades. He made up key details about moving to the UK. He had a right old time moving from Somaliland as a child, being trafficked to the UK, working as a domestic servant in London. All this is going to be revealed in more detail in a BBC documentary which is coming out tomorrow. It's on the front pages now, though. So the Sun's got I'm not Mo Farah, the I, Samo, I'm not who you think I am. The Mail, I was trafficked to the UK aged 8, and Mo Farah isn't my real name. The Times, Mo Farah, I was trafficked into Britain and treated like a slave. The Mirror, Mo, I was trafficked as a child. Olympian was an illegal immigrant brought to the UK by a fake mum. So there's plenty of coverage of that. On the Tory leadership, the Mail is keen on Liz Truss, I think it's fair to say. Their front page is Truss, back me or it'll be Rishi. Liz Truss warned last night the Tory right risks handing Rishi Sunak the keys to number 10 unless it unites behind her. There are quite a lot of candidates still on the list on the right of the Tory party, so we're waiting to see whether this process in the coming days forces Tory MPs to coalesce around one of them. Liz Truss would like it to be her. The Times, Sunak vows to cut tax as support for Truss grows. Rishi Sunak will guarantee today to cut taxes once inflation has fallen, as senior cabinet allies of Boris Johnson prepare to announce their support for Liz Truss. Yes, we're thinking that people like Jacob Rees-Mogg and Nadine Dorries will back Liz Truss today, and that's being seen as a sign that even though he won't say it himself, Boris Johnson is backing Liz Truss. Tories take fast track to replace PM, says The Guardian. Britain's new Prime Minister will be named on the 5th of September as the starting gun was fired on the Tory leadership race. So nominations today, first ballot tomorrow, second ballot on Thursday, and within a very short time I think we'll be down to a more manageable number of candidates, like two, that we can get our heads around thinking about rather than trying to work out what 11 people think about every area of policy. The other story that's on all the front pages, what everyone's talking about really is the heat. The Express, the heat wave is a risk to life. An extremely rare danger to life warning has been issued as Britain heads for its hottest day in history. Temperatures could top 40 Celsius at the weekend, according to different meteorological sources. The Telegraph has this as well. Britain braced for heat health emergency. Ministers drawing up plans for the first ever national heat wave emergency that would cause widespread disruption to schools, travel and health services. So latest on all of that on the way for you on the Peach Show this morning. Plus the Olympic torch bearers 10 years on. That's going to be fun. And Samantha Clinch is on BBC Radio Berkshire tonight. We're going to catch up with Sam as well between now and 10 this morning. This is John Parr.
Aircheckdownloads.com.